This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I talk to Sean all the time, and I have Sean on here, and we talk about what they're doing, the FASTER program in Ohio, which is that's a thing for the teachers of Ohio. In other parts of the country, academic administrators and academic security consultants are finally starting to listen to what the military and law enforcement counterterrorism experts have been saying for years, which, by the way, is the same thing being taught at the FASTER program in Ohio. Now there's another company out there rethinking student safety and survival if a gunman walks onto campus, called ALICE. I've heard of this program. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evaluate. The part about lockdown bothers me, though. ALICE instructors say a lockdown and stay put scenario is flawed and can be deadly. Lieutenant Joe Hendry, who I don't know or what he's the lieutenant in, travels the country teaching ALICE's tactical response techniques in the event of a mass shooting. Literally, we've trained 90% of people in school facilities to respond by not moving, he said. Being quiet and sitting on the floor, that's a plan for the bad guy. He teaches his students to respond by barricading doors and encountering with everything they've got. Of course, not everything. And this is where the flaw comes up for me in the ALICE program. Because neither Hendry nor the academics he serves wants to talk about the elephant in the room, which is letting the teacher carry a gun. Armed self-defense with a firearm by the faculty and the staff or qualified students, depending on what kind of school it is. This is hardly surprising, since many of them are still having a hard time accepting the concept of school resource officers in public schools and armed campus police even now. It is progress on a front. However, I do not necessarily agree that it is good progress. It is moving, but here's my question. Grades, kindergarten through senior in college, why wouldn't we defend them? We know that they are considered a soft target. We know schools are gun-free zones. We know it is an abysmal failure. We've seen students from all age groups get slaughtered in school for being in school, for just being there in school. High school in Columbine, elementary school in Sandy Hook, college at Virginia Tech. Why do we need to continue to procrastinate? Why isn't the FASTER program, as taught by the Buckeye Firearms Association, Second Call Defense, the NRA, and everybody else involved in this, why is that not the model, and why is ALICE becoming the model? It is good. If you have a level and you have a degree of hand-to-hand combat training, you can go at somebody with everything you've got. Now, hand-to-hand combat is a very perishable skill set. If you're not practicing that three days a week, you know, if you took a class back in college and you're now my age, you're not a hand-to-hand combat specialist. I hate to tell you that, but that's the truth. And this is why Sam Colt made everybody equal. Why do people resist armed defense of our children? I drove by the school that my kids went to the other day, the elementary school. It looks nothing like it used to. All the schools in South Carolina have been redesigned to look like prisons for the most part. And I don't like them at all. All of the old architecture that was so robust and maybe old-fashioned and maybe not practical for today, since we like to shoehorn these kids into a classroom. But that's all beside the point. That wasn't practical. And I'm looking at this. It's 4:30 in the afternoon as I go driving by. And that playground is still full of children. And I'm sure they're surrounded by a fence. That's splendid. To be surrounded. That means none of them will walk out into traffic if they're in that general vicinity. That's great. But they're not defended. And quite vociferously, if I were to walk onto their campus, which thankfully I don't have to walk on any campuses right now, if I were to walk on their campus with a gun and they found out I had a gun, they would blow a gasket. Whether or not they saw it, they would blow a gasket. I mean, even back in the 90s when my children were going to school then, I walked up there one time. I had a cigar in the cellophane, not wrapped, not open, not cut, not lit. And a teacher sees this and runs to the principal, and she runs out there to kick me off campus. How do you think they're going to react to a gun, which is about as dangerous as that wrapped up cigar in my hands, in the right places? A gun only becomes dangerous when somebody presents themselves wanting to get sort of dangerous with me. That's when it becomes dangerous. And it's only dangerous in a targeted area, primarily the silhouette of the bad guy. So everybody that's looking back and looking at this ALICE program and saying, all right, finally we're doing something to protect, you're not doing anything. Here's the thing about a lockdown scenario. Locked down, locked out, means locked in. Where is the plan of egress for these students? And I don't care if they barricaded the door or anything. A gunman does not need to be able to walk in unmolested to kill everybody in that classroom. What are they going to barricade it with? The desks? And how are they? A barricade is only as good as its weight. That will get shoved open. And this is all. And we're.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. On November the 12th, CBS News did a report focused on every town for gun safety's efforts to secure more gun control. And the way they egg on Obama. Obama has assigned White House lawyers to look for a way that executive action can be used to expand background checks to include private gun sales or at least some sales by private gun owners. Now, AWR Hawkins at Breitbart has reported that Obama was weighing the use of an executive order to expand background checks in the wake of the Umpqua Community College attack. The gunman in that attack had passed a background check, a regular, normal background check, not expanded, not anything else, in order to buy the weapons he used. So, why he... Well, we know why. Now, every town wants checks expanded to cover private gun sellers who make occasional sales, but they provide no figure on how many gun sales would be required to meet the threshold of an occasional seller. They simply describe persons who make occasional sales of firearms for the enhancement of a personal collection or for a hobby, and who do so without having to get a permit from the government. You don't have to get a permit to sell anything else, do you? Well, maybe your house. Yeah, you have to go through the state to do that, don't you, to a certain degree? When he first floated the idea of using an executive order to accomplish this, NBC's News reported that 50 or 100 guns a year would be the threshold to trigger the new background check requirements. But they stressed that the administration had not formally settled on a number. Now, to secure this approach, every town is asking the Obama administration to provide a legal definition for personal collection of firearms, which I know a few collectors of them. If they can get this, they hope to at least secure an expansion of background checks to cover privately sold firearms that fall outside the personal collection designation. As an example, they would like the president to declare that a firearm has to be owned for a certain period of time, one full year, for example, before it can be considered part of a personal collection, therefore outside the purview of background checks. Now, it should be noted that Americans have been selling guns privately since 1791, regardless of the amount of time they might have owned the gun prior to selling it. With Bloomberg's help, Obama is hoping to change that, so that he leaves office with a background check on every gun sale, retail, or private. Now, as you can probably tell, this will have no impact on crime. This is purely meant to be a harassment. They'll get out there and say, well, we got to watch out for the crazies. But we already know that everybody who's made the headlines that were the springboards on which whose backs you jumped off of, gun grabbers, they all went through a regular background check. They all bought their guns legally. Adam Lanza did not buy any guns, but his mother did. And then he, you know, murdered her and stole her gun. So background checks stop nothing. They stop nothing. So this is not meant to stop the criminal. This is meant to harass you and me. Now, right now... Barack Obama is wanting to do two things unilaterally. He's wanting to close Guantanamo Bay and bring all of the terrorists here. And he's wanting to, he's also wanting to have amnesty. He keeps getting slapped around on amnesty left and right by courts, various courts. And he keeps pulling back and everything. And I don't know if he's trying to run out the clock to save face or whatever to secure his legacy. Here's what I would suggest to Congress. Congress needs to tell him to cease and desist the unilateral attempts to go around their authority, or they'll simply shut down the government. Don't worry about, and I'm almost certain there's a mechanism in place to do this. I don't know. I would love to get a member of Congress to come on the show, but even my local members have staffs that are so muddled that they'll tell me, yes, yes, he's coming. No, no, we had to change our mind. Over and over again, I get this. So, you know, even my local heroes seem to have some issues here and there. So, but I'm almost certain there's a mechanism in there, and they need to look at the president, and they need to say, look, pal, you swore an oath. We swore an oath. We're going to uphold our oath. And by the way, we're going to be going to the Supreme Court, too. So don't, you know, you can get out there and hoping, you know, that Scalia and Alito and a few other of those just vapor lock and die on you. But at the same time, you know, understand this. We'll tell them what they can and can't do because they're the neutral party. We make the laws. You enforce them. They sometimes adjudicate them if we let them. Do you think we'll see that out of Congress? No. President Barack Obama is looking at this other thing and, you know, this going after the private seller. When is that an issue? When is that an issue? Who, what is the, give me, out of all the guns and gun owners in the United States today, I need to know who privately sold a gun to a criminal and what the percentage of that is. Okay? I look at this the same way I do with rifles. I've got a far better chance of being beaten to death with a claw hammer than I do with being shot with any kind of long gun whatsoever, because long guns are very hard to run around with. Handguns are pretty easy to run around with. I've got a better chance of being shot with one of those. But, you know. And then we need to look at that proportionately, and then, you know, if the amount of death that's being caused by private sales of guns is not even a statistical blip, then my next question is, what are you going to do about heart disease and medical misadventure and cancer and auto accidents and all these other things? Because these are where the people are getting killed. Do you really care about people getting killed, or are you trying to restrict my ability to own a gun? Which is it? That's what I want to ask them. There are those out there that I actually started that. I was talking to my ICU nurses the other day. I started the mini documentary on that, and I brought that up. And none of them looked at me strangely, because they're the ones that actually see these people coming through on a daily basis. It never stops. Never stops them with heart disease. Never stops with heart disease. And, you know, it's all basically an education program is all it would take. And we're not doing that. Oh, but we do want to go after the guns. We got 600,000 plus people dying a year of heart disease, 8,194, half of which are gang-related murders with guns. We got to go after the guns. Heart disease is okay. We like that, heart disease, yeah. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug-out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube first. Performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot will be interested in this. Right now in Maryland, they have decided to abandon the ballistic fingerprint registry. And a liberal newspaper, of course, is crying about it, coming from the Baltimore Sun. Millions of dollars later, Maryland has officially decided that its 15-year effort to store and catalog the fingerprints of thousands of handguns was a failure. Since 2000, the state required that gun manufacturers fire every handgun to be sold here and send the spent bullet casing to authorities. The idea was to build a database of ballistic fingerprints to help solve future crimes. But the system, plagued by technical problems, never solved a single case. Now the hundreds of thousands of accumulated casings could be sold for scrap. Obviously, I'm disappointed, said former Governor Paris N. Gladening, a Democrat whose administration pushed for the database to fulfill a campaign promise. That's a little unfortunate in that logic and common sense suggests that it would be a good crime-fighting tool.
It is unsurprising that the former governor wouldn't have a clue that logic and common sense, to say nothing of actual knowledge of police work and firearm technology, suggests that the registry couldn't possibly be a good crime-fighting tool at all. But they did get a bunch of brass out of it. Somewhere in Pikesville, Maryland, in an old fallout shelter, the state has amassed more than 300,000 bullet casings, one from each new handgun sold there since the law took effect. That's sort of depressing. Only 300,000 handguns have been sold there. They fill three cabinets rooms secured by a common combination lock. Each casing has been meticulously stamped with a barcode, sealed in its own envelope, and filed in boxes stacked from floor to ceiling. I'm sure it'd be so easy to find these things. Forensic scientists photographed the casings in hopes the system would someday identify the owner of a gun fired at a crime scene. The system cost an estimated $5 million to set up and operate over the years. But the computerized system designed to sort and match the images never worked as envisioned. In 2007, the state stopped bothering to take the photographs, though hundreds of thousands more casings kept piling up in the fallout shelter. The ballistic fingerprinting law was repealed effective October 1st, ending the requirement that spent casings be sent in. The General Assembly, in repealing the law, authorized the state police to sell off its inventory for scrap. The science behind the system is valid, according to the Baltimore Sun. The scratches etched onto a casing can be matched to the gun that fired it, mapping a so-called fingerprint to the gun. Well, that's because there are edges of the gun, like with the extractor and the barrel, that will do this kind of thing to the gun, and all somebody has to do that knows a little bit about metal is either add to or take away material from that to a certain degree, and then that exact match no longer exists. In addition to that, with wear, part of that goes away. So, science is valid for a while. Maryland system was an expanded version of the successful but more limited federal National Integrated Ballistic Information Network started in the 1990s. It catalogs casing only from crime scenes and from guns confiscated from police. Maryland did not look at it that way. They didn't look at the, you know, let's look at the crime guns. They said, let's look at all the guns because we're all criminals in waiting. Worse, the system Maryland bought created images so imprecise that when an investigator submitted a crime scene casing, the database software would sometimes spit out hundreds of matches. The state sued the manufacturer in 2009 for $1.9 million, settling 3 years later for $390,000. Zach Suber, a supervisor and forensic scientist for the Maryland State Police, said the process could have been tweaked to make it more effective. He says it's still possible that the collection of casings could have greater forensic value in the future. A true believer, not, isn't he? He's truly a true believer. Here's why the project was futility on wheels from the first day. Each fired casing collected came from a brand new gun. Human fingerprints are relatively changeless, not so with a gun. Normal wear from shooting would inevitably alter the surfaces, leaving markings on the brass to such a degree that the original piece of brass would be useless in comparison, like I just said. Somebody that actually wanted to alter that would also be able to do that. Greater wear would inevitably cause an enormous loss of false positives. Cause an enormous number of false positives, wiping away any possibility of instant accurate computer matches and requiring very high cost and manpower time intensive searches by hand. Law-abiding people obey the law. Collecting brass from them is always an exercise in a feel-good statement rather than law enforcement. Making a positive unassailable match does not solve a crime. At best, it only tells the police that the bullet was fired from a specific gun and who the original owner of that gun was. It does not tell them who fired it or anything else related to a specific crime. Police still have to be able to place a specific person at the crime scene at a specific time and prove that their firing of the weapon was unlawful, caused the death, caused the crime. Most of the time, investigation would reveal the gun was stolen. And even if the police could possibly figure out who stole it and when, they're still stuck with the original dilemma of proving who fired it. The real world is not like the TV world of CSI. They don't solve crimes in 44 minutes, not really. Takes a little bit longer. In addition, it requires that the criminals leave the brass behind. Now, with a revolver, that doesn't happen. The brass stays with the gun. Even with semi-autos, it doesn't take that much time to pick up a couple of pieces of brass. And as a matter of fact, just like with the firing pin tattoos they wanted to throw on the primers of some guns in some states, somebody with a little bit of smarts could go to a gun range and, like, if he's got a 9mm bad boy pistol, pick up some 9mm casings, pick up his casings, throw those casings on the ground, walk away. Confusion ensues. So, even the Baltimore Sun had to take note of some of these issues. That's because, they write, because on average, most guns used in crimes were bought nearly 15 years prior, according to the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. By the time they end up on the street, they've often been stolen and resold illegally. New York followed Maryland's lead and created a similar database, but they pulled funding on the project in 2012, when it, too, had no success. But it had been clear for years that these efforts weren't working. That's because gun control doesn't work. That's because gun control doesn't work. I've got a picture I'm going to publish on Facebook. I was at one of my gun shops where one of my FFL providers had gone to a police department and bought a bunch of crime guns to resell. There were a few that, in a pinch, I might carry. Most of them I consider to be junk. And I've got a picture of those. There was one Walther. There was one Taurus PT-92. Everything else, sort of junky, sort of messed up. That's a crime gun. That's a typical crime gun. I'm going to put that up. I'll put that on Facebook later. Another waste of money gone down the drain. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In May of 2014, the NRA secretly sent some people to an undisclosed location to test, at the behest of the hosts, the Armatix IP1 smart gun. This was during the height of the time when everybody was thinking this is going to be the first smart gun that makes it into general circulation. It was the Guns and Gear editor, Frank Wynn, wrote a review of it for First Freedom. However, America's First Freedom. But they withheld the publication of the review because of the test results because they didn't want to be misconstrued as opposition to the technology itself, which, I'll be honest with you, that's a little troubling for me. But they have been, as well as everybody else out there, everybody's been falsely accused of blocking smart gun development. And the expensive small caliber Armatix was failing on its own. It didn't need anybody's help to fail. But the fear at the time was that if it was adopted by anybody, that it would trigger New Jersey's infamous mandate requiring similar technology in all guns in their state. The NRA believes that the marketplace should decide whether there are smart guns. They do oppose government mandates of expensive, unproven technology, and smart guns are a prime example of that. But they've been making a comeback in recent news lately. On October 22nd, the Washington Post reported on the recent activity of the IP1 designer, German Ernst Mach, as he was attempting to rehabilitate the IP1's reputation as well as his own. It's operating perfectly. Now, and on November the 1st, 60 Minutes ran a smart gun segment that featured the oft-cited clip from the James Bond movie Skyfall, where the LED doesn't light up all the way across because the bad guys got it. And that just, hey, you know what? That means they work. That didn't. Daniel Craig is not dead, is he? No.
and the bad guy who got the gun got eaten by a Komodo dragon. Ron Conway is the Silicon Valley investor who, he says this is going to happen outside the gun industry, and why they aren't doing research and investing in this baffles me. That's because it's not viable. Now, one thing I'll point out to you, in similar circumstances, like a lot of tobacco companies now are invested in vaping, in vape technology, in the fluid itself. They've all invested in that because they look down the road and say, this may take me out altogether one day. So vaping, despite all the stuff they try to regulate on, it turns out to be relatively okay, not nearly as unsafe as, say, cigarettes are. And so they invest in that. Gun makers do not look at the smart gun technology and say, this is something that's going to take over our industry. That's the problem. Now, the gun grabbers, like the technophobes who are gun grabbers, don't kid yourself. Mother Jones Magazine, they call smart guns the guns the NRA doesn't want Americans to get. Of course, Conway and Malk believe in smart gun technology. They want to see the investment pay off. Malk is looking for a job. But here's what we found out from the NRA tests. Conducted with staffers trained by Armatex, they found a number of very serious problems. The Armatex pistol, which has to be paired with the Armatex watch in order for it to function at all. Well, no, let me rephrase that. In order to pair with it, took a full 20 minutes to pair with the watch, even with the aid of an IT pro trained in its use. Without the pairing, the Armatex functions like any other handgun, capable of being fired by anyone. Once paired, a cold start still requires a minimum of 7 push button commands and a duration of 12 seconds before the gun can be fired. While the gun holds a maximum of 11 rounds, 10 plus 1, best the NRA experts could manage was 9 consecutive rounds without a failure to fire, and that was only happening once. 3 or 4 misfires per magazine were common, despite using various brands of ammo. The Armatex does have a decent single-action trigger. It has the worst double-action trigger of any pistol they've ever tested, ever, requiring more force than any other pistol they've ever fired, ever. The pistol must be within 10 inches of the watch during startup. This sort of slows and complicates the use of the pistol if one hand is injured or otherwise unavailable. The design of the Armatex's hammer prevents it from being safely thumbed forward. All of this malfunctioning, misoperating, absolutely horrible design comes at a very high price. $1,798 for the system, $1,399 for the base pistol, and another $399 for the enabling watch. The Armatex is more than 5 times the cost of other common 22s like the Walther P22 or the Browning Buckmark or the Smith & Wesson M&P22. A Ruger's SR-22. It's 3 times the cost of pistols like Glocks and Smith & Wesson, Springfield, which are, you know, calibered in true self-defense calibers. They did not get to test the durability of the electronics that supposedly make the Armatex smart, leaving several questions unanswered. One of them, what happens when pistol watch batteries fail? Will the pistol's poorly sealed battery compartment perform when rain-soaked? What happens if you lose the watch or it breaks? Or when it goes out of style? Will the gun watch still function if it's dropped? How many firing cycles will the electronics tolerate before failure? How easy is it to hack the RFID connection to the pistol? The biggest unanswered question comes from the Armatex patent application. Armatex contains a kill switch functionality, allowing it to be disabled by third parties, a fact confirmed by such functionality at the test range. Have they tested this? They claim that the Post article claims the Armatex passed rigorous testing and certification in the United States. I'd like to talk to those guys. Now, the NRA only opposes the imposition of technologies via government force and is happy for the marketplace to pass its own judgment, which in this particular case has already done that. But if this is the technology upon the, you know, this is where the smart gun proponents are going to hang their hat, This is not going to go well. This is not something that's going to be adopted. And so they want to force it. They want to force it. There have been, you know, there have been bills suggested and everything forcing us to go back and retrofit guns with these things. And where would you put it? Where would you put it on a pistol? This is a very simple machine. Glocks have, I think, 31 moving parts. Where would we put the functioning piece that allows the gun to fire without making the gun completely unwieldy? You know, in the search for ergonomic perfection, that's become its own cottage industry. And that part of it is the... It's interesting that they want to do away... But they're not gun people. They're not gun people. They don't get it. Of course, everybody pushing this wants it to go that way. Mother Jones thing. And I think the biggest reason they want it to go that way is because they think the government would have this kill switch where they can disable guns if they want to in the name of the greater good. And we never need to allow that to happen. We never need to allow that to happen, ever. Thankfully, but it's still troubling for me. It is still troubling for me. I have a 27-year-old and a 24-year-old, and they will outlive me. And my 27-year-old has two little girls who, of course, are going to outlive me. And I don't think in my lifetime I'll ever see anything viable, but they might push it. It might happen in theirs. It'd be nice to squash all of this stuff once and forever. We're going to roll into hour number two. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.